Oh, This one's gone. Gone.
Hang it up. Okay, we have a technical difficulties, okay, with this phone situation. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, we put it under the blood of Jesus, and we just thank God for everything that's going on. God is ruler. He's ruler. So I thank God. That was just a temporary distraction. Hallelujah. But it's all right anyway. Let me just welcome everybody tonight. Evangelist LaTanya, Pastor Felicia, Patriot Greg, my sister Shirley, and my husband, who I guess is going to get in the chat room since we're having technical difficulties with the phone. But anyway, let me just say that we're excited on tonight. And like I said earlier, you know, there was some things going on, and Jesus is Lord, so he fixed it. And I thank God that he did. But we're just going to go on because we want to read this book, The Battlefield of the Mind. And it's so funny that how we've been reading this book on the battlefield of the mind, how the enemy has just been attacking each one of us, just been attacking us, stupid stuff, just coming one way or the other. But we already know the enemy's going to come. But we're not going to give up. We're not going to stop. We're still going to talk about the battlefield of the mind because we need to know where the battle is, what the battle is, and who the enemy is. Amen. Amen. So before we go any further, we do have a caller, area code 919. If you have a question or comment, would you please press the 1 and we'll make sure we get you on the air. We do also have Pastor Felicia on the line. So we're going to pray and just ask God to come in by the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for another day. We ask you, Father, to forgive us for our sins and forgive us for our shortcomings, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you and bless your name, Lord God, because you are worthy of the praise. Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing. Father, we bless your name, hallelujah, because without you, we could do nothing. Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, shortcomings, Lord God. Anything that we've done that was outside of your will, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Father, we ask your Holy Spirit to come in and teach this on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bind and rebuke all heresy, Lord God. We bind anything that is not in your word. Anything, Lord God, that is not of you, we bind and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for unity, Lord God, in the spirit, oh God. We pray that we would come on one mind, Lord God, and be on one accord, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Like they did in the book of Acts, Lord God, and when they were on one mind with one accord in one place, Lord God, the spirit of God fell upon them, Lord God. And we just thank you and praise you for that on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we do not subscribe to any rhyme or reason tonight, Lord God. We just ask your Holy Spirit to have his way. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those of us that need to be healed, that you will heal us, mind, soul, Lord God, and our spirit and our bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, those of us that might need a deliverance, I mean a deliverance, Lord God, we pray for deliverance tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that we all would have ears to hear what your spirit is saying unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And not only will we hear, Lord God, but we be doers of your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just say thank you and praise you, Lord God. Father, I pray for Joyce Meyer, Lord God. I pray for her, Lord God, that you will just bless her continuously, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the work that she's doing, Lord God. Hallelujah. How people are being blessed, Lord God, by the battlefield of the mind and other resources that you have given her. Father, I just pray that you will keep her and continue to keep her and her husband Dave safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for them allowing us to use their book, Lord God, for them giving us permission to use their book. Father, I just thank you. And I glorify you. I glorify you for your book, oh God, for the Bible, Lord God, for nothing surpasses your word, Father God. And we just thank you for it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, with thanksgiving, we just bless your name. Amen.
Amen.
What? It's in a little. Hold on, y'all. Hello. Okay, we're back. And we want to say good evening to Exposing Demons 1 and guest 2297. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Evangelist LaTanya, you said the Bible stands forever, and it sure does. It stands forever. Nothing surpasses the Bible. I don't care how anointed it is. I don't care who the writer is. Nothing surpasses the Word of God. Hallelujah. And without the Word of God, she would not even have been successful with this book. But what I like about it is that she uses the Word of God, and she doesn't try to come up and make it seem like this is just something she came up with. She uses the Word of God, and this is what I like about it, because if she didn't, I wouldn't really even use it. We know what the scriptures say, but I do like the fact that, Patriot Greg, don't start, okay? Please, not tonight. I don't feel like it. I really don't. I'm just going to say it straight. Not tonight. Okay, everything that I've seen about Joyce Meyer, I have not seen anything to her to be proven to be a false teacher, okay? The word of God, people are being set free and being delivered. If you don't like her,
if you don't like the teacher,
get out of the chat room. You're not going to be a distraction tonight. I mean it, and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. So, see yourself out, okay, or I'll kick you out. Tonight, I'm not having it, and I mean it. Now,
amen.
Y'all pray for me, because this is just a distraction. Like, stop it.
I know you're talking about.
Felicia? Chapter 3 says, don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. And we're going to pray for Greg with his self. We're going to pray for him because he needs to be delivered. That's why he can't let nobody else get delivered, because he needs to be delivered from foolishness.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If Jesus wanted to speak to a donkey, okay, Evangel, I don't know what that said because it didn't come up right. It came up with some symbols. So I don't know what that was. Or maybe that was me trying to, I don't know what that was. If Jesus wanted to use a donkey to get his word across, he could use a donkey. It's all right with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to use any resources that I know to be ungodly or not
right.
Following the word of God. This is following
right.
The word of God. There's no deception in here. And if anybody wants to do a study of themselves and pick up the book, Joyce Meyer's book, Battlefield of the Mind, you can look at it and go through the scriptures yourself. Okay, go through it, look at the scriptures yourself, and if it's a problem, then don't read the book. Okay? That's the bottom line. But as of right now, we're going to start with chapter 3, and it says, don't give up. Okay? Don't give up. And Pastor Felicia, do you have your King James Version or your New King James Version?
Yes.
Because sometimes she uses the Amplified Bible, and I like using the King James Version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Evangelist Latanya. Thank you. I love you. Bless your name. Bless the name of the Lord. And bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, because I'm not tonight. Teresa ain't having it tonight. That's it. But turn to your Bibles. If you have your Bibles, please, to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. I think, Pastor Felicia, tonight I want to give the scriptures. Let's give the scriptures first, okay?
Okay.
And the first one is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Then Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. Then Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. We are going to say them again. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verses 6 to 8, and that's the last scripture. See, these chapters aren't very long, so, and I thank God for that, because you can lose people in if you go too far and read too much. And we're going to read the first scripture, Galatians chapter 6, 9, and it says, and let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faith. Okay? If we don't relax our courage and faith. Now, Pastor Felicia, do you have that in the King James or the New King James?
Okay. Galatians 6:9.
Yes.
And it says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
Okay. And the King James Version says, and let us not be weary in well doing. Okay. That's the version a lot of people are used to. And be not weary. Let us not be weary in well doing. For we shall reap if we faint not. He said, we shall reap if we faint not. We shall reap if we faint not. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I love the scriptures when you get to the point where it says, and you shall. If he says you shall, you shall. That means I don't care what happens, what goes on, what doesn't go on, you shall reap if you faint not. Okay? There are so many things that are happening in the world today that will cause us to faint. So we need to just make sure we stand on the word. I'm going to start reading. Pastor Felicia, I'm going to read chapter 3, and I'm going to read the first page. And then if you can, you could read the second page. If anybody's in the chat room, if you have the book, if you'd like to call, the number is 323-693-3054. If you'd like to call 323-693-3054 and press the 1, and we'll get you on. If you have anything that you'd like to add or comment on, please feel free to do that, and I'll make sure I get you on the air. Amen. Now it says, no matter how bad the condition of your life and your mind, don't give up. Regain the territory the devil has stolen from you. If necessary, regain it 1 inch at a time, always leaning on God's grace and not on your own ability to get the desired result. In Galatians 6, chapter verse 9, the Apostle Paul simply encourages us to keep on keeping on. Don't be a quitter. Don't have that old give up spirit. God is looking for people who will go all the way through with him. And I want to stop there for a second because I like the part where it says he wants us to go all the way through with him. And what happens is that sometimes the battle comes up and we try to go through it without God. You know, we take our minds off the word, we won't pray, we won't see God, you know, because the battle becomes too much of a problem for us. So we try to do it ourselves. But she says, God is looking for people who will go all the way through with him. Amen. I don't know what's going on with my chat room over here.
Mm-hmm.
But it just went off. It says, please, I don't understand what's going on. Okay, I don't know if y'all in the chat room, if y'all can still, are y'all still in the chat room?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, because I can't, it won't let me log in. I don't know what's going on. It just went out on me. Anyway, she reads, it says Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. Now, see, this is a promise. This is another promise of God. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. She says, whatever you may be facing or experiencing right now in your life, I am encouraging you to go through it and not give up. She's encouraging us to go through it and not give up. The word of God is encouraging us to go through it and not give up. He says specifically when you pass through the waters, okay, when you go through the rivers, when you walk through the fire, he's saying when you go through these things, it's not going to harm you, okay?
Hallelujah.
It's not going to harm you. So don't look at the water. Don't look at the fire. It's going to be all right. This is the promise of God. I didn't write it. Joyce didn't write that. It's a promise of God. Amen? So
Amen. Whenever
we're facing something, we might need to circle that. We might need to underline that. We might need to go in our Bibles and highlight that thing right there, maybe put a little sticky thing right there to remind us that when we're going through, okay,
mm-hmm.
He says, I will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
This is what God says. He said, when you're going through, I will be with you. He don't got to say nothing else. I will be with you. So he's letting us know that whatever we go through, we're not going through it alone. If somebody say, I'm going to be with you, if I say to you, Felicia, I'm going to be with you, that means I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. If I'm a woman of my word, I'm going to be there. And we know God is a man of his word. God's going to keep his word no matter what. So we can take this promise and stand flat-footed and know for sure that if God say he's going to be with us, he's going to be with us. Amen? Had to pause right there and say that because that's a promise from God. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19 says that the way we develop hind's feet, a hind is an animal that can climb mountains swiftly. I don't know if you guys ever seen that, but I've seen it on the Animal Channel. The way we develop hind's feet is to walk, and she says in parentheses, not to stand in terror, but to walk and make spiritual progress upon the high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility. Okay? She says, walk. Don't stand there in fear. Don't stand there in terror, but walk and make progress. Make spiritual progress upon the high places. I don't know, some of you, not too long ago, I was talking about how the Lord said that he wants the body of Christ to tear down the high places. He wants the body of Christ to tear down the high places. There's places that people have set up, and they become high places, places of worship, and don't even know it. They become places of worship, and God wants them torn down. He wants them to torn down things, people. You know, we worship people. We worship things, money, our jobs, whatever the case is. He wants us to tear those high places down. Anything that we've put in the place of God, he wants us to tear them down. She goes on to say the way God helps us make spiritual progress is by being with us to strengthen and encourage us to keep on keeping on in rough times. She says it's easy to quit, but it takes faith to go through. It's easy to quit, but it takes faith to go through. And I don't know how many of you can raise your hand on that statement, but I can. It's easy to quit. It's real easy to just say, you know what, I give up. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not dealing with this anymore. I didn't sign up for this. You know, that's a new thing a lot of people say, because I've said it, I don't know how many times. I did not sign up for this, okay? Mm-hmm. But we got to walk through. We got to keep going and holding on to God's unchanging hand, because no matter what comes and no matter what goes, God's hand ain't never going to change. He's never going to change. He's still going to be God. We just have to trust him. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Pastor Felicia, if you could read the next page while I'm still over here trying to see what's going on.
Okay. I'm going to start where it says Habakkuk 3:19. Amen? Habakkuk 3:19 says that the way we develop hind feet is to walk, not to stand still in terror, but to walk and make progress upon high places, okay? The way God helps us make spiritual progress is by being with us to strengthen and encourage us to keep on keeping on in rough times. It's easy to quit. It takes faith to go through. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Amen. The choice is yours. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants may live. There are thousands upon thousands of thoughts presented to us every day. The mind has to be renewed to follow after the spirit and not the flesh. Our carnal, which is our worldly and fleshly minds, have had so much practice operating freely that we surely don't have to use any effort to think wrong thoughts. On the other hand, we have to purposely choose right thinking. After we have finally decided to be like-minded with God, then we will need to choose and to continue to choose right thoughts. When we begin to feel that the battle of the mind is just too difficult and that we aren't going to make it, then we must be able to cast down that kind of thinking and choose to think that we are going to make it. Not only must we choose to think that we are going to make it, we must also decide not to quit. Bombarded with doubts and fears, we must take a stand and say, I will never give up. God is on my side. He loves me, and he is helping me. You and I will have many choices to make throughout our lives. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, the Lord told his people that he had set before them life and death and urged them to choose life. And in Proverbs 18:21, we are told death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. Our thoughts become our words. Therefore, it is vitally important that we choose life-generating thoughts. When we do, right words will follow. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's a couple of things in that segment alone.
Right.
And I think that we should say it because she said we need to choose and continue to choose right thoughts, okay? And then down below that she says, I will never give up. God is on my side. He loves me and he is helping me. And she has it in quotation marks, and she's saying to say that, and she has an exclamation mark behind it, and it says, I will never give up. You guys say it with an attitude. I will never give up. God is on my side. He loves me, and he is helping me. That's it.
Right.
I will never give up. God is on my side. He loves me, and he is helping me. This is what she's saying, that this is something, this is a positive confession, okay? This is a positive confession. She just said, Pastor Felicia just read to us, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So if we're confessing bad things and bad things happen, should we complain? No. I was speaking to someone not too long before the broadcast began, and I just kept saying, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I can't do it. She said, well, you stop saying that. Stop saying that you can't do it and you don't know what to do. What happened was I allowed fear to come in because of this event that we're planning. And I allowed fear to come in because it became overwhelming, and I began to say out of my mouth, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. She stopped me right in my tracks and said, stop saying that. You can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If God gave you to do it, you can do it. So we have to be mindful of the things that we say, because sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. And then we forget sometimes what we have said, and then we want to blame the enemy. We want to blame the devil. Oh, the devil this, the devil that. Well, remember, you spoke that out of your mouth. Okay, I don't have no money. Okay, so you don't have any money. I don't have this. I can't do that. Da, 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 da. And we have to train ourselves to speak the word of God. We have to train ourselves to speak the word of God in whatever situation we find ourselves in. This is a part of growing up spiritually, okay? It's a whole part of growing up spiritually. Now, we're going to read page 27. We're reading out of the commemorative edition of Joyce Meyer's book, the commemorative edition, and I'm on page 27. And I'm going to read 27 and 28 because 28 is the last page. I'm just going to read it through. And then after that, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to dial 323-693-3054. That's 323-693-3054. And press the 1 and we'll make sure we get you on the air. So chapter 27 says, don't give up. When the battle seems endless and you think you'll never make it, remember that you are reprogramming a very carnal, fleshly, worldly mind to think as God thinks. Impossible? No. Difficult? Yes. But just think, you have God on your team. She says, I believe he is the best computer programmer around. Your mind is like a computer that has had a lifetime of garbage programmed into it. God is working on you. At least he is if you have invited him to have control of your thoughts. He is reprogramming your mind. Just keep cooperating with him and don't give up. It will definitely take time and it won't all be easy, but you are going in the right direction if you choose God's way of thinking. You will spend your time doing something, so it may as well be going forward and not staying in the same mess for the rest of your life. It says, turn and take possession. The Lord our, this is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. The Lord our God said to us in Horeb, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. Turn and take up your journey and go to the hill country of the Amorites. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession of the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and to their descendants after them. In Deuteronomy 1, verse 2, Moses pointed out that the Israelite pointed out to the Israelites that it was only an 11-day journey to the border of Canaan, the promised land, yet it had taken them 40 years to get there. Then in verse 6, he told them, the Lord God says to us, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. Have you dwelt long enough on the same mountain? Joyce is asking us. Have you dwelt long enough on the same mountain? Have you spent 40 years trying to make an 11-day trip? She says, in my own life, I finally had to wake up and realize that I was going nowhere. I was a Christian without victory. She says, like Mary and John in chapter 2, I had many wrong mindsets and many mental strongholds that had been built up over years and years. The devil had lied to me, and I had believed him. Therefore, I had been living in deception. I had been at the same mountain long enough. I had spent 40 years making what could have been a much shorter journey had I known the truth of God's word. God showed me that the Israelites stayed in the wilderness because they had a wilderness mentality, certain types of wrong thinking that kept them in bondage. We will deal with this subject in a future chapter, but for now, let me urge you to make a quality decision that you are going to get your mind renewed and learn to choose your thoughts carefully. Make up your mind that you will not quit and give up until victory is complete and you have taken possession of your rightful inheritance. Make up your mind, she says. Make up your mind that you will not quit and give up. Make up your mind. And some of us need to just stop and say that right now. Look, call your own name. Teresa, you will not quit. You will not give up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You will not quit. You will not give up in the name of Jesus. But see, we sometimes do have to talk to ourselves and tell ourselves, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. We got to be like that little engine that could. I think I can.
I think I can.
But we don't say, I think I can. We say, I know I can because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay? And Evangelist Natanya, I wish you were on the phone because I know you have some things to say. She says, yes, long enough. And I know that we've been, because this is something that I was saying to myself the other day, too. Look, I've been here long enough. Like, this place that I'm in right now, I'm tired of being in this place. It's time to move on. Okay, I don't want to be in a wilderness for 40 years. I don't want to be in a wilderness. I don't want to be in this place that I'm at right now for another 3 months. I don't want to be here anymore. I just don't want to be here anymore. So now what I have to do is I have to train my mind, which will train my mouth, you know, make sure I stay in the Word of God, make sure I stay in prayer, you know, make sure I stay around people who are like-minded, you know what I mean, and not get bogged down with other stuff that has nothing to do with my spiritual walk. And this is what we have to do. We have to make sure that we do these things. Because if you find yourself with people that are not of the same mind, you'll find yourself drifting over to what they believe instead of them drifting over to what you believe. You know,
right.
9 times out of 10. So this is why we have to be very careful about who we hang around with and what we do in our own spare time concerning the Word of God and concerning prayer. We do have area code 646 on the line. Who has pressed the 1?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is
praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine, praise God. I'm enjoying the study. And I just kindled the book, so I'm able to read along and get blessed along with everybody else.
Amen. Oh, you can kindle it. All right.
Yes. Amen. Nah. Praise Jesus. And enough is enough. You know, there's a lot of times we come, you know, the word says we've come past this mountain long enough. Go north. Go northward, you know. And I'm determined to go north. It doesn't matter what I'm experiencing. You know, I mean, we're living in the last days, and I'm in the midst of a lot of transition, but I'm determined to stay before God. I'm determined to keep my hand in his hand. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, so I'm enjoying the teaching. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm glad that you called in because I think that all of us on the line are like-minded. I don't think anybody in their right mind wants to stay in the wilderness.
Amen.
Especially those of us who have seen the word and seen what the Israelites have been through And a lot of times I'll say we're not too much different than the Israelites, because God will bring us out of one thing and then we'll go complain when the next thing comes up, like
mm-hmm.
he forgot who he was. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, didn't God just
yeah.
bring you through such and such, and now you're going through something that God done forgot, or this problem is too big for God, or whatever. So we wind up
mm-hmm.
finding ourselves going through the same thing over and over and over again. And I said the other day, you know, this cycle is going to break. I'm coming out the wilderness. I'm coming out the wilderness. Why? Because Pastor Felicia, I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to Evangelist LaTanya. I'm speaking to my sister.
Amen.
And my husband. He's not in the chat room, but he's here. He hears me. That
Amen.
We've got work to do in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we continue to allow ourselves to be defeated by the things that we say, not talking about the things that the enemy does. We know the enemy does things. But even with the enemy, if we allow ourselves to be defeated, then we really are not utilizing the weapons that God has given us, because the Bible tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
But mighty God. Amen.
But mighty through God. But if we don't give
yeah.
our problems to God, if we don't go to him about our problems, the problem is going to remain the same, and we're going to keep walking around in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be mad because we didn't get to the promised land. Like, well, we can't blame God because we didn't make it to the promised land. The people over 20 that didn't make it to the promised land can't blame God.
That's right.
God provided for you still in the wilderness. Even in the wilderness, God provided. They didn't go
mm-hmm.
hungry. Their clothes didn't wear out. The Word of God said their clothes
That's
and their
right.
shoes didn't even wear
their
out.
Shoes. Yeah, yeah.
And they ate every day.
Mm-hmm.
But how
mm-hmm.
soon
mm-hmm.
they forgot. But they mumbled. They grumbled. They complained.
Murmured.
They murmured. They spoke against
yeah.
God's people. You know, they murmured against God, the God that brought them through. Let me tell you something. God brought them through a whole patch of water, okay, an ocean. He took them through. He parted the water for them.
The sea, yeah.
He parted the sea. He said, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. They passed through the water untouched.
Mm.
And then
mm.
when the enemy came behind them, they drowned in the sea. They drowned in the Red Sea. They drowned in that sea, the enemy.
Yeah.
But see, God parts the water for us, too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We might not be standing in the physical Red Sea, but some things that we go through seem like we right in the middle of the sea, right in the middle of the ocean. And
Amen.
I said to God, sometimes
Amen.
I said, Lord, I feel like I'm swimming out here by myself. I need some help. Help me.
Mm.
Okay? But we do the same thing. We get over, God defeats the enemy for us, and then the next thing come up, here we are murmuring and complaining.
Mm.
Like, smack ourselves upside the head. For that, you know, I could have
yeah.
had a beat, smack my own self upside the head. Like, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
What else does God have to do for us to recognize that he's going to provide for us and he's going to take care of us, and that when we go through the waters, that they're not going to overflow us, and when we pass through the fire, it's not going to burn us, and neither will the flame kindle upon us. What is it going to take
yeah.
for us to understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
Oh, wretched man that I am. Yes. Like,
yeah.
come on. I'm glad I'm not God, because I know we hurt his feelings. I know we hurt him the way we act, the way we treat him. Like, yeah, you did that, but you can't do this. we might not say it, but that's how we act when we start worrying. And, you know, I shut myself in my room. I just shut myself and I won't talk. I won't say nothing. I just in my room, you know, and I just sit there. And I said tonight, I was like, God, enough. Like, for real, I've had enough. And I think that's where God wants us to get sometimes, that we could just say, we've had enough. You know, stop trying to do it your way and let God do it. Okay? But we got to trust him. We got to allow him to do that. You two
mm-hmm.
ladies are on the phone. Go ahead and speak.
Amen.
Amen. We truly have to, I was thinking earlier, you know, how we sometimes speak our own demise into our own life. You know, for instance, even like today is Monday. Now, when you think of Monday, just think about Monday. Everybody think Monday is a bad day. It's like, oh, my God, it's Monday. I'm going to have a bad day. Oh, everything is going to be. But if we begin to speak life and begin to speak what type of day we are going to have and what's going to happen and what's not going to happen, you know, we have to take charge of the atmosphere in our lives.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. And then also, when we were talking about not giving up, that you're going to go through. And I was thinking about in Revelation chapter 2 when it says, be faithful unto death. And God says, he says, I will give you the crown of life. Amen. We're going to face suffering. The devil is going to throw things our way. He's going to throw us in prison. You know, we're going to be tested, but we have to be faithful unto death and know that God is going to protect us. Just like in Egypt, amen, when God protected his people, he was a pillar of cloud by day and a fire by night. You know, he fed them, you know. And you know, he kept them, like you said, their clothes never wore out. You know, he kept them. He was a provider. He was who he said he was. So, and he brought them through many things. And how soon do we forget what God has already brought us from? And if he, and I remember, like, my grandma used to say, if he brings you through this, then he'll bring you through that. And we have to remember that if God has already brought us through some trying times, know that he'll bring us through whatever we are facing or going through in our lives right now. But we have to continue to trust God. We have to continue to believe on God. And also, God never gives us commandment. Never give us a commandment without giving us a promise. Amen? But we have to do what he says in order to receive the promise. And that's, you know, that's what
Say that last part again.
Walking out obedience is key. Yes. God never gives us a commandment without giving us a promise, but we have to do what he says in order to receive the promise.
Okay. You know? Amen. That's the part I wanted to hear. We have to do what he says. We want what God says he's going to do for us, but we don't want to do what he says. We want to skip over the obedient part and just, God, you just give me. I'm an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Just give me my inheritance no matter what I do. Uh-uh, the devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. I don't operate like that. Go ahead, Evangelist Latanya.
Yeah, we don't want to go through the process, but we want the glory of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but obedience is better than sacrifice. And when God makes a promise, it's conditional. If you do, thou shalt. If you be good and obedient, thou shalt eat the good of the land. If you're walking in disobedience, you're not going to eat the good of the land.
That's right.
You know, we have to take note of ourselves. We have to examine ourselves on a daily basis. That's why Paul said, I die daily. You know, what are the things that keep you going around the same mountain over and over again? You know what I'm saying? There's some things we just really need to just throw away. Throw the towel out, throw the towel in. However you want to put it, it's just some things that we need to walk away from. And, you know, we get caught up in why, God. We get caught up in how come or how long. You know what I'm saying? We just need to keep our eyes stayed on Christ. He said all things shall work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. So we may not like the way it feels. We may not like the way that it went down. I'm healing from, I consider myself a jilted bride, so I've been in healing. You know, my wedding was supposed to take place in June, and it didn't, and I'm still going through the process with that. And my biggest thing was why? Why, God? Mm-hmm. You know, but I know God said he'll withhold no good thing from those who walk upright. So I have to determine in my mindset that I'm going to let it go because I know God knows what's best for me. And had it been a good thing, it would have come to pass. Or if it is meant to come to pass, it will come back when God wants it to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't just, you know, I just can't shut down. And that's what I've been struggling with. You know, it's like, no, I can't shut down. I have to keep going. So I'm not going around this mountain over and over again saying, God, I don't understand. No, enough. You may not ever understand it. You have to trust your father. He's your daddy. Daddy loves you. Daddy's not going to put you in harm's way. And let daddy handle what daddy does. You know, I can really relate to, you know, the word on today. You know, because sometimes, you know, I have my own broadcast, and just like you ladies have your own broadcast, sometimes it's a struggle. But I press through the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not going to say I'm not going to do the show. I mean, I feel like doing the show, but my feelings are carnal. That's not where I'm living. So I bring myself up into the heavenly, and I do the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I praise God in the midst of.
And I have that book by Joyce Meyer called Living Beyond Your Feelings. Because what you just said, Evangelist Latanya, you said, you know, you have a broadcast as well, and sometimes you don't feel like doing it, but you're not going to say you're not going to do it. Now, my husband asked me this morning, are you going to do the broadcast tonight? I was like, I don't know if I feel like it. That's what I did. I said it just like that. I was like, I don't know if I feel like it. And then I thought about it after I said it. I was like, you know what? You get on my nerves. This is what I say to myself. Like, you just really get on my nerves. Because I do. I get on my own nerves sometimes. Some of the things that come out my mouth, I irk myself. I'm like, will you just stop? And that's what I said to him today. But I know that this is something that God has called me and chosen me to do. And my feelings have nothing to do with somebody else getting their breakthrough. My feelings have nothing else to do with somebody else getting their healing and their deliverance. And when I be obedient to do the things that I'm supposed to do, then my healing and deliverance will come from the things that I still need to be healed and delivered from. Because, like I tell the people that listen to the broadcast, I haven't arrived. Okay,
amen.
I haven't arrived. Just because I'm doing Blog Talk Radio
today
means nothing. Like, I still need God. I need him so much. I need God so much right now. Like, I just need him. Like, everybody else is, I don't even see you. I need God right now in my life. And this is the point that he wants us to be in, that we need him, that we thirst after him, that we hunger after him. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, and you shall be filled. Because this is why we got to change our mind about things, because I have been stressing, and I'm just saying it because I don't try to hide. I've been stressing about things. You know what I mean? I need a new bedroom set. I need I need a that. Both of our computers are acting up. We need new computers. I'm sitting there, my mind is spinning because I need all of this stuff, and God had to remind me that this stuff is temporal. Like, are you serious?
Yes.
Like, you really stressing over this stuff? Something that's going to burn up, something that's going to get dust gathered on it, something's going to be corrupted, something that's going to lose value. As soon as you take it out the store, the value of it is gone. Like, and you really stressing over this stuff? Like, he had to get my attention and bring me correct today, because the stuff was just, it was overwhelming. And, I mean, I was like, wow, I'm back here thinking about things again. I was at a point where I was like, I don't care about this and I don't care about that. Now I'm back to the point where I'm thinking about things again. And it began to overwhelm me. And then God had to speak to me. The Holy Spirit had to speak to me. And that's what I love about God, that he won't leave you stupid. He won't leave you stuck. You know, if you don't want to stay stuck, if those people wanted to get out the wilderness, he would have gotten them out of the wilderness, okay? But they stayed stuck, all right? God doesn't want us to stay stuck. He wants us to look at the Israelites. He wants us to look at them, really, and we probably need to just go back over that story again and read that until that thing gets in our spirit, that they had that wilderness mentality. Look at how they murmured and complained and say, God, I don't want to be like that. If I have murmuring and complaining in me, God, please, forgive me, number one, and take this mess out of me. Like, I repent. I don't want to murmur and complain. Repent. Change your mind about that thing. Change your way of thinking about that thing. Look at it the way God looks at it. He don't like it. He hates it. He hates sin. Whatever sin is, he hates it. And that's how we have to get, we have to grow up spiritually. And I want to do a series on that, too, of growing up spiritually. We got to grow up. We got to get out the playpen. We got to get off the milk. We got to take the pacifier out the mouth. You know what I mean?
All right, now.
Get out the diapers. Come on, now. Don't graduate to pull-ups. Just get on the pot and then get off of it. Stop playing. This is what we I'm telling you. You got seasoned Christians, people that have been saved for I don't know how many years, still walking around sucking on milk.
Right.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
And when the devil say, boo, we run and go get the pacifier.
Oh, the devil was messing with me, say.
Enough is enough. You know.
A lot of times we blame the devil for a lot of stuff that is our fault. It don't even be the devil sometimes. Sometimes it's stuff that you have done I'm going to say we, not you. We have done.
Oh, no, you.
That we're just reaping the benefits from it. And then we want to cry and murmur and complain and talk about it as the devil, but sometimes we're reaping the harvest of what we have done to somebody. you know. So some, you know, but then you know, there are times.
You know, we have done things. The Bible says you reap what you sow. Okay.
Yep.
That don't just have to pertain to money. It's whatever you reap. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it back. You're going to reap it back later than you sowed it. And when you sow something, it usually grows bigger than what you actually planted. So if you sow a little seed, it's going to grow up to be whatever it is that you planted. Okay? It's not going to stay that same little seed. It's going to grow into something else. If we don't repent, if we don't confess our sin, the Bible says in James, confess your sins to one another. Confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. Okay? Mm-hmm. We don't want to tell nobody nothing because we think we all like that, or I don't want them to know my business. And that's a whole other way that the enemy keeps us bound. Another reason why we stay in this wilderness mentality is because we don't want to tell nobody nothing. I don't want them to look at me like that because I'm Evangelist Teresa, and I don't want them to look at me like that. But if you're accountable to somebody and you say to somebody, you know, I've been feeling this type of way, I need you to pray with me, so you can be healed. I want to be healed. I'm not telling you so you can spread my business across the land, but I want to be healed. Okay, now if I tell you when you spread my business, then you and God are going to have to deal with that one right there.
Right.
Okay? But if I'm telling you something in confidence because I want to do what the Word of God says and I want to be healed because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, okay, and where two agree on earth as touching, okay, they can have what they say. If I'm following the Word of God and if I'm doing something according to His will, whatever I ask Him, I know I can have it. If I'm doing these things, then I'm in the right direction. But if I'm sitting there holding on to this thing, this secret sin, or these secret faults, okay, well, however you want to pretty it up, faults, sin, I don't know what you want to call it. But if we want to hide those things and keep those things hidden, the enemy going to keep using that against us. And how you think he's coming out the wilderness like that? No.
Right,
still
and I'm one of the ones that say that. I'm not telling them my stuff. Because I have done that. I have opened up and shared certain things only to be ostracized. So now I'm very leery about who I talk to, you know what I mean? Or share stuff with. You have to make sure. Yeah, you have to make sure, you know.
I'm not offering up everything to everybody now. Trust me what I tell you. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But when I do say something to somebody, I'm saying it because I want to be free. Look, I don't want nothing hidden because the Bible says everything that's done in the dark is going to come to light anyway.
Yeah.
You think you hide because nobody saw you, but God Almighty saw you.
Right.
You weren't about if man or woman saw you, but God saw you. You weren't about if man or woman heard you, but God heard you. God knows the secret things in our hearts. You might not never tell a soul what's going on. But God knows about those secret lusts and, you know, those secret things. He knows about those things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to us. And I tell you, last week I was having these dreams. I was so disturbed by these dreams. And I had to say, what's today? Today's Monday. It was Saturday night. I said, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I will not have another one of these dreams in the name of Jesus. I said, when I go to sleep tonight, I'm not having this dream, and I meant it. Like, that night, I was done. I'm like, I'm not having this dream no more.
Amen.
When I woke up Sunday morning, I was so happy. I was like, oh, Lord, I thank you. I did not have that dream anymore.
Amen.
Dream was gone. But, see, I had to put it to flight. I had to do something. That dream, I don't know how long that dream would have plagued me. Okay? And it was a lustful dream. So I don't know how long that dream would have plagued me. So I'm like, wait a minute. Why am I even having this dream? Okay? I don't look at movies and things like that that pertain to lust. I don't hang around men. You know what I mean? I got my husband here. I don't hang around men, and I don't do that. But all of a sudden, these dreams, I'm like, what? Why am I having these dreams? See, we have to take control over sin. I read a scripture, and I don't remember where that scripture was. It says, sin is lying at your door. Sin is lying at your door. But you got to overcome it. You got to overcome it. Let me see if I can find that scripture, because I had that scripture last week. Sin is crouching at your door. Here it is.
Genesis 4, 7, isn't it?
I said, wait a minute. I'm trying to pull it up. I told y'all my computer is messed up. But when I read that scripture the first time, I was like, wait, sin is crouching at my door. Yeah, sin is crouching at the door. Hold on. Oh, I can't stand this computer right here.
What's the location?
Yep. Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. And I just want to read this out loud, okay? This one right here, it wasn't funny, but it was funny. Like, when I read it, I was like, what? He says in Genesis chapter 4, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, if you don't do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. Okay? It desires to have you, but you must master it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And the King James Version said, if you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door, and you shall be its desire, and you must rule over it. This thing keeps popping up. And you must rule over it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you do what is right, you'll be accepted. But if you don't do what is right, sin is laying right there at your door. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It wants you. Sin wants us. Sin wants to devour us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says it's crouching at your door. Imagine somebody out on the outside of your door, and you open your door, and they right there crouching. Not standing upright, but crouching, being sneaky, trying to get in, trying to go undetected.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crouching at your door. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I remember when I used to look at this show called Martin. I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about, but Martin and little boy Roscoe used to come to the door. The little boy Roscoe, and he's all short at the door and with the nose runny and all that crazy stuff. But when I think about crouching at the door, I think about him. Okay, he was a pest. He would get on your nerves. But sin is laying right there at your door. So if you open the door, sin is right there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling us, don't open the door. Don't open the door to sin. It's right there. It's waiting to pounce on you. But if you finish reading it, it says, but you must master it. You must rule over it. You must. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You must. You got to control that thing. You got to get that sin. Don't open the door and let sin. It's right there.
That lustful
dream that you had, it's right there. Sin is crouching at your door. It's waiting for you to go to work. So when you go to work, somebody can say something lustful to you, and you be like, hey, yeah, right? No, devil, you a lie.
All right. Amen.
I rebuke that lust in the name of Jesus. I told you when I first started working there, you will not have me, and I meant what I said.
That's
so,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we got to identify sin.
All right,
okay?
Now.
We got to identify sin and not play with it.
Yeah.
You can't play patty cake with the devil. It says this thing is crouching at your door and it's ready to attack you. If you read the different versions, and you could just picture this in your mind, because I could just see it. It's like he's crouching at your door. He's waiting for you to just open the door so he can attack you.
So he can pounce. That's right.
Well, you said, well, I'm going to open the door. I'm not going to open the door for the devil. Whenever we give place to the devil, the Bible says, neither give place to the devil. Be angry and sin not. Neither give place to the devil. Don't give the devil any place. It's okay to be angry. It's okay if you have a dream, a lustful dream, or you might say a curse word. Whatever the case is, you have room to repent. You have room to say, God, I repent right now in the name of Jesus. I'm not doing that again. Help me, Holy Spirit, to mortify the deeds of my flesh. You have room to repent. But if you don't repent, you have opened the door, and sin is waiting there to pounce on you. Now it's going to go pounce. on you.
Because
if you give the enemy a foothold, then it becomes a stronghold. Then you look around and you wonder why your hair twisted sideways. You don't want to hear the word. You don't want to pray. You don't want to do none of that stuff because you opened the door and sin was right there and you let it in.
My Lord.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Whew, mm-hmm. She said, Felicia said, you can't conquer what you don't first identify. You got to identify the enemy. If somebody does something to you, you file a police report. What's the first thing they're going to say?
What
can you identify
like?
Your attacker?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they say that? I think we should do a conference called that, Felicia. Can you identify your attacker?
All right, ma'am.
You looking at your husband, your brother, your sister, your whoever, and not really identifying the attacker.
You wrestle not against flesh and blood.
But we say that. We can quote the scripture, Evangelist LaTanya. We know how to quote them there words. We quote them their words until we need them.
mm-hmm.
When nothing else going on, we won't quote the scripture and tell everybody else what the scripture say until we need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, Lord, why this happened to me? Why, Lord, why?
Why? Tell me why, Jesus, Lord.
All up in his face. Rolling all over the floor. Why, Lord?
Hello.
Why you do this to me, Lord? Why?
That's right.
Now, where the scripture quoting at then?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I said, where's the scripture quoting at then?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because that's what I do. I walk around when my body be hurting. I be like, oh, my God, my body hurts so bad. Oh, my neck and my back. Everything.
Oh,
okay. Right.
Instead of saying by his stripes I'm healed. Oh my God, I'm hurting. Help me please. This lupus is getting on my nerves. Help me. I'm just going crazy. I can't take it no more. This kind of stuff that I be doing. When I'm in a serious flare, like I just been in, it's like, oh, nope, I'm healed. I know what it feels like, but I'm healed. I know what it looks like, but I'm healed. But that comes when, like she said, you got to train your mind. And I know the word of God, just like y'all do. I know the word of God, okay? Mm-hmm. But we get lazy and complacent and just don't do the things we're supposed to do and forget all about this is spiritual warfare, this is a spiritual warfare, this is a spiritual warfare, this is a spiritual warfare.
Right.
It's a spiritual warfare.
Oh.
Fight spirit with spirit. The word of God is spirit and is life. We got to fight spirit with spirit.
That's right. That's the thing that we have in the world is you are what you eat, but it also applies in the spiritual.
You know, the more
you become as the word, you know, so when Jesus said, I and the Father are one, if we eat this word daily, 24/7, 365 words, just so solidified in us, nothing but the word will come out.
Mm-hmm.
So then we would be one with the word. And we can have what we say. We can declare and decree and see the manifestations and walk in total liberty.
Yes.
You know, but it's a matter of how much do we eat? How often do we eat? We have people who eat the word on Sunday morning when the pastor, is in front of them and when the book is shut. They don't eat for a whole week. People won't even fast from real food for a whole week. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But don't fast from the word of God for a whole week.
And I'm so glad you said it because I'm going to say, yes.
Yeah. That's why I was telling you, like, we got some anorexic people in the spirit, right? Some malaria people in the spirit.
Uh-huh.
On
spiritual fit, we're going fast.
Yeah. Fat in the natural and... anorexic in the spirit.
That's
bad. That's a shame. I think that should be the topic of our next broadcast.
you haven't eaten in a while, have you? Somebody go get a Bible. Let's feed this child.
Exactly. Look, I was in. Mm-hmm. I went to my brother's church. I went to church with my brother, I should say that way, on Sunday, and I was just looking around, being newsy, and never been at this church before. And I'm like, people don't have Bibles. What is the problem? And because they put the scripture up on the teleprompter, you know, they put it up on that screen, so people feel like they don't need their Bibles. And I'm like, you need to always have your Bible. Like, my Bible is in my purse with me. That's why I can't carry a small purse. My Bible is always in my purse because I never know when I'm going to need it for myself or for somebody else. Okay? My Bible is always in my purse. This is a rare occasion that my Bible is not in my purse. And when I don't have it, I feel naked. Like, where's my Bible?
I don't have my weapon.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well, we don't treat our Bibles like we treat our cell phones. Because if we leave our cell phone home, we're going to go back and get that cell phone. Or our day be so messed up because we don't have our cell phone.
Lord Jesus.
My sister says she can't hear. I don't know why. She said, what happened? I can't hear. Can you hear now? Let me see. She said,
I
can't
hear. Is Sister Shelby on the phone?
No, she's in the chat room.
Hold on. Let me see.
She's in the chat room. She says she can't hear.
Oh, I just turned up my computer, and I don't hear anything either.
Uh-oh. Shirley, try to refresh it. Hit F5. Well, you can hit F5 on the tablet, but I don't know how to refresh it that way. 4259, can you hear?
I don't hear you.
No, I don't know. Let's see. I don't know what's going on.
I know my volume is up.
I don't know because on this end everything looks okay.
Ask her, she can call in so she can hear.
And she was on the line too. I don't know what happened. Call in so you can hear.
But I know Block Talk's been having some problems because there's some shows I would try to hear, and I can't, you know, I would have to call in and look in my chat, look at my laptop, but I would have to call in just to hear. So I know there's something going on.
I don't know. Block Talk Radio have been having some difficulty because I know one day somebody else was on their broadcast and we're trying to get on their broadcast, and we kept trying to call in, and it said the line was – something was wrong with the lines or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is going on? I'm telling 259, force 259 to call in if they can't hear. It's 1-323-693-3054. Now, Evangelist Latanya, I don't know if I've ever been to your broadcast before. When does your broadcast air?
I'm at 4 o'clock on Mondays.
Monday at 4?
4 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
And what's it called?
Raise Your Praise.
Raise Your Praise.
Raise Your Praise. Amen.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go over there.
Amen. And I've also added a show under my ministry name, Amazing Life Ministries, and I do that at 11:30 at night.
Ooh. So, what would this say?
I just started that.
Okay, I'm trying to find you. It says your webpage can't be found. I'm trying to go to your BTR profile so I can follow it.
And it says can't be found?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, here it is. It came up. So you said you come on on Mondays at 4?
4 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen.
Okay, is that Eastern time?
What time is it where you are?
It's 10 minutes to 7.
6:48 now. Okay, so we're on the same time scale.
Okay, so everybody who's listening in the chat room, if you could go to... Okay, I'm going to hit follow here first if it lets me. I'm going to hit follow because that way it'll come to my email address. Follow.
Yeah.
And this is on Mondays. And how long are you on for?
I'm on for 30 minutes.
Okay.
And I realize that, you know, it's not easy doing a show for 30 minutes because you're just getting started pretty much.
I know.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I had to,
I
couldn't do it.
Thing.
Huh?
I hit clear screen. I didn't want to do that.
But, if you guys will go to, let me get, Raise Your Praise. Raise Your Praise.
I'll type it in the chat room.
Okay, and support a sister. She's not going to know y'all there because when you do 30 minutes, you can't do the chat room. Because I've been going
you
to people's pages. I never see the chat room on anybody that does 30 minutes.
Oh,
no. I never see the chat room. I'm like, well, why don't they let you chat if it's 30 minutes? But I never see the chat room. And I've been to several people's pages, and you can't see the chat room. But nevertheless, I have availabilities on my broadcast Sunday, Saturday, Tuesday. I don't use those times at all. And I have access to all those days for 2 hours a day. So if any time you want to come on, you want to use 2 hours, if you have something that you really want to talk about and you really want to use 2 hours, you're more than welcome to, you know, let me know.
Oh, she got bumped off the phone, though.
Oh, she did? Oh. You know what? 646. Okay, 215, that's my sister. All right, wait, let me see. What is going on?
Hi.
Okay. Now you're back. There you go. Yes, sister, do you have anything that you need to have a question to ask? I'm talking about my sister Shirley. If you have a question or comment on what we read tonight, hit the one and I'll get you on the broadcast. Her son's been married for 1 year today. 1 year? One, I can't believe that year's about to pass. But let me tell you something. What God has for you is for you. Now, that's not a cliche, and it's not just a song, but it's true. Whatever God has for you is for you, Evangelist LaTanya, Pastor Felicia, myself. Whatever God has for us is for us. If it's not for us, we don't need it. Trust me and believe me, Evangelist LaTanya, if it's not the man for you, you don't want it. You don't want to go through hell and be trying to get out of it. You hear what I'm saying? I've been there and done that. That's why I'm ministering to you right now, because if it's not God, because the man I married prior to this one I have right now, if God would have just snatched him away from me, like, man, I went through 2 years of hell for disobedience because he was showing me signs, but and I just wanted to be married, and he was saying all the right things, and I was just, you know, going through what I had just gone through. I'm telling you, I went through 2 years of hell with this man. 2 years. It was longer than 2 years, but I was married to him for literally 2 years. And I'm telling you, if it's not for you, you don't want it, okay? If it's not for you, girl, you need to go around there praising God, clapping your hands, because obviously there was a reason that it didn't happen. And I don't know what God saved you from, but, honey, if he would have snatched that from me, like then I would have been through 2 years of hell that I went through. I'm telling you, I went through some stuff.
You know, it's like my wedding day, Father's Day was my wedding day and my birthday. And in April I found out he just had to be honest about some things. And I'm like, man, had you been honest, we wouldn't be here. You know. And Lord have mercy, you know, it's just, you know, built on deception, and, you know, it's just like, you should have just told the truth, man. I have all this stuff. My house is like a museum. And, you know, so in April, 2 months before the wedding, you decide to come clean, or the Holy Spirit convicted you when you came clean. And, you know, it's like, wow, I said, all this time, you know, you just made a mockery out of, you know, out of me, my family. I said, you could have just been honest. You know, he was married when we met, and he said he was divorced. And I'm like, come on, we're men and women of God.
Right.
And you know, so I've never been married. I'm 47, no children, and you know, and it's just like, why couldn't you just be honest? You know, and I was like, God, I said, so even if I was boo-boo the fool, which I don't think I was, but even if I was so high up in the clouds because he said the right thing, did the right thing, treated me the way I thought a woman of God and a woman should be treated, and, you know, oh, you don't have to work, you don't have to this, you don't have to that, you just have to minister, and all of that, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, because I know what I've asked God for in my personal closet, but you know, you know, so you now, you have your dress. I'm still paying on the bridesmaid dresses. You're still obligated to pay the reception. And, you know, it's just like all this, had you been honest, we would not be here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would have been able to say I'm flattered, but you are not available. You don't belong to me. You belong to someone else. You still need time to find out and rediscover who you are, even if you do get a divorce. You know, and... Mm-hmm. You know, so there's just a lot of, it's a lesson in there, and I'm still, you know, I thank God for what he shielded me from, you know, it's just, I don't even really talk about it, but, and I'm not going to take up your show for it, I'm sorry. But,
no, listen, if that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do, because I know a young lady who was jilted as well, and mm-hmm. She's not healed yet. And I wish he was on the broadcast tonight to hear your testimony, because it devastated her. Like, I didn't think she was going to make it. That's how bad it devastated her. But I thank God for you.
I didn't think I would make it at some time, especially in the beginning, because you have your family. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like everybody's involved now. It's not like it's secret. And you can, like, oh, okay, we postponed the date or, you know, it's all up in your face. People are like, oh, what hotel? And I have 15 hotel rooms booked and 200 guests and all of this stuff. And it's like, wow. You know, I'm riding into, you know, I was like, God, I feel so foolish. I was riding into the Today Show and look, you know, I had a banner. Come see how the Lord has blessed me. You know, come see what the Lord has done in my life. And, you know, so it was like, I was making it such a big thing because I was so excited about what the Lord had done. I said, God, I prayed for my husband. I said, God, I come to you as Hannah came to you, you know, and, you know, so, I mean, I had a wonderful, wonderful year with this man, you know, like I said, we prayed together. Everything was beautiful. And then once the new year came in and, like, the wedding date got closer, he started to get flaky. And then in April, you know, he shared with me, he's like, I have to tell you the truth. I've lied to you. You asked me if I was, when we met, you asked me if I was married. I lied. I was only separated 3 months. So I'm going through all this stuff. I'm like, oh, my God, did I? You know, I felt like the king, you know, who was going to lay hands on Abraham's wife, you know, and I'm like, God, you know, am I a harlot, you know, in a sense, not physically, but emotionally. Did I get this man to emotionally walk out on his marriage? And, you know, it was just a whole lot of stuff. And the Lord had to, you know, just remind me that, no, I'm not accountable for what I'm not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it's just, you know, that young lady gets to hear the show. It too shall pass. It hurts. It does hurt. There's times I still cry. At times I think I'm doing good, and, you know, if I don't have on music or if I'm not watching something, you know, or listening to, you know, I don't have TV, but if I'm not watching or listening to something regarding to the word or if it's just quiet, the enemy's right there just waiting for an opportunity to torment you or bring things back to your remembrance. It's like, wow, you were supposed to be in your new house. I mean, we picked out the house. He purchased the house. He's living in the house. I'm like, what's all of this? You know, but I know that, you know, this crew will work for my good, and I just have to continue to give God the praise, give him the honor and the glory, because Daddy loves his little girl, and I'm a daddy's girl, so, you know, I'd rather hurt on this side of the fence than find out afterwards, you know, that there was one that came out of the, you know, and being a marriage where, you know, being a loveless marriage or something like that. So I give God praise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know which one is worse. Lord have mercy. Being a marriage is loveless, like the marriage I was in, that, whoo, I try to tell you, that was something
mm-hmm.
like that. But, you know, following your flesh, not following God, doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, so you got what you got. I'm talking about me. You know, just being in a two-year marriage of hell. And it was so bad, that the church that I was going to, it was a husband and wife who were pastors. And the wife said, I'm not going to this marriage. This is not of God. She went out of town.
Wow.
She did. It had nothing to do with that wedding. She said, I will not be a part of this. And her husband married us anyway. And I went through 2 years of foolishness. But it was because I was in the wilderness. And I would not allow God to bring me out. My mind had been altered by people and circumstances, and I was in the wilderness, and it was comfortable. It was comfortable. If we look at the Israelites, even though what they were going through was hard because their taskmasters were hard, it was comfortable to them as what they knew. So they're wandering around in a wilderness, okay, and got a pitch tents here, and you know, they knew what they was going to do back in Egypt, all right? Mm-hmm. They knew they was going to get beat, and they was going to make their own mortar, and they was going to build whatever they were building. But at the end of the day, they was going to go lay down, and they was going to have something to eat, and they was going to get up the next day and was going to do the same thing. So they were comfortable in what they were doing, all right? And then they left the place of comfortability, okay? They left that place. Even though it was hard, they left it. They couldn't get used to this new surrounding. We walking around. Why are we walking around? Now, they left there with all kind of merchandise. But it was still unfamiliar to them. We walking around in the wilderness. Okay, and that's what happens when God's trying to take us to another place. Okay, he's trying to take us to another place. But we're comfortable here. Yeah, it's hard, and yeah, it hurts, but we've gotten comfortable and complacent with the pain. We've gotten comfortable and complacent with the stuff that's going on, and God's saying, I'm trying to take you to another place. Come with me. Come with me. And we're pulling against him. We're pulling against him. He's trying to bring us one way, and we're trying to say, no, I want to stay here. But he wants us to not be here anymore. He wants to take us to another place in him. He wants us to experience another level in him. And so what we have to do, those of us that are stuck, those of us that have the complacency mentality, or those of us that are even afraid to go to the next level, can I say that? Wow. Afraid to make the next step because you're scared of the unknown.
Yeah.
God is right here waiting for you to take you. It can't be unknown because God is there. You know him. Trust him to know that whatever the next step that he's bringing us into, he's right there already. And he's not going to take us to anything that's going to hurt us. He's going to take us to something that's going to help us, and not just help us, but to help others. See, we're not in this thing just for ourselves. I don't believe that the stuff that I went through was just because, you know, I was so special that I had to go through that. No, I believe that I went through that, the things that I went through, not only that I need to learn some things through those things, but to help somebody else who's going through those things. And I could say, look, God brought me through this. He hasn't changed. If he brought me through it, he'll bring you through it. Have faith in God. But if we don't never come out the wilderness, if I'm not out the wilderness, how am I going to bring somebody else out the wilderness?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't help anybody if I can't help myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking through the same wilderness you're walking through.
Mm.
Who rolling on the floor laughing?
Yeah.
Who laughing? Who is laughing? What you laughing at, Felicia?
Oh, because I'm looking at 7 o'clock. I'm like, oh, okay, here in the chat room. And then I remember, I was like, oh, it's over at 7:30 tonight, but I accidentally typed 5. I can't even type tonight. So I'm laughing at myself.
Oh, she said, see you at 5. Yeah, we had a delay tonight. It was my fault because when I scheduled the broadcast, I didn't look at the time. And from when I used to do the broadcast at 7 p.m., and when I scheduled it all in advance, some of them had this old time on it, and I didn't go and change it. So by the time I realized that it was too late, so I had to schedule it for 5:30. But I do thank everybody for calling in tonight and for being here on tonight. Again, if you can, please visit Evangelist LaTanya, and she gave it.
Raise
the praise.
4 o'clock on Monday.
Raise the praise, raise your praise, 4 o'clock on Monday's Blog Talk Radio. 4 o'clock on Monday's Blog Talk Radio. Let me also say that on Friday, Pastor Felicia is going to have this broadcast because I have committed to be somewhere else. So she will be doing the broadcast on Friday at 5 p.m. And on Wednesday, I don't even know what we're going to talk about yet on Wednesday. But if any of you guys are listening, if you have a topic that you'd like for us to talk about, please let me know in the chat room. If you're on the phone line, if you'd like for me to talk about something specific, let me know. And we can talk about it, okay? But we have dedicated Mondays to Battlefield of the Mind. And the chapters are very short. So next week, Pastor Felicia, we may do chapter 4 and 5. Because I think chapter 4 is only like 2 pages. So if you guys have your books, please read your books. Yeah, it's only, like 3.5 pages. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's called, that title is Little by Little. And then the chapter 5 is called Be Positive. Now, chapter 5 is a little longer than the chapters that we've been reading. Chapter 5 is a little longer, but it's called Be Positive. And I think we want to do that on this Monday coming, chapter 4 and 5, because chapter 6 is called Mind Binding Spirits, and I really want to get into that chapter right there. Okay? Because I read that chapter, and I'm trying to tell you something. When I read that chapter, I was crying. I was highlighting everything. I think the whole chapter's highlighted. It's only 3 pages, but let me tell you, it's powerful. Okay? Mind-binding spirits. The scriptures that we did read out tonight, if you will go back and read them again, that would be great. I'm going to order the study guide. Can you download the study guide, Evangelist? On your Kindle? Can you download the study guide on your Kindle?
I can look. If they have it for, if it's available, I should be able to get it.
I'm going to order mine Friday. Felicia, I don't know if you want to order one.
The Mind Study Guide?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a study guide.
You do?
Already. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
What I'm going to need you to do is, until I get the book, because I think I'm going to order it Friday, until I get the study guide, if you can type the questions to me for chapters... Chapter 4 and 5.
Okay.
Because I am going to order it Friday. And then when I get it, I'll make copies for people in Philadelphia. And what I would like for you guys to pray on is that I want to have live broadcasts in people's homes with this Battlefield of the Mind, but I still want to do it on the radio at the same time because I want to be able to interact with people during this series, and people have inquired and asked me to come to their home. So that's the next step that we're going to be doing with this. But I want to do it live in their home. So we're still doing it on Mondays, but we're just going to be live in their homes if they decide to go through with it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please keep that in prayer because, you know, our whole purpose for Out of a Pure Heart Ministries is for people to get delivered, for people to get set free. Because God came to, Jesus said, I came to seek and save them that are lost, but he also came to set the captive free. When he went to the cross, he went to the cross for us to be delivered. And I was looking at someone yesterday on TV. They said, people getting in line, waiting for people to put oil on them, waiting for people to lay hands on them so they can get released from the curses in their life. But he said, go back and read the scripture. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And Jesus was made a curse for us. So whatever he did on that cross for us, we got to believe it. Now, if you need that point of contact for your faith, I don't have a problem with that, okay? Because I was the girl that was always in the prayer line. I was the girl that was always having to hear a word from the prophet and always had to have somebody lay hands on me, okay? But that girl grew up, all right? But we got to understand, a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of people walking around, Christians, have confessed Christ and still walking around bent over in the spirit. I mean, closet alcoholics, closet pill poppers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying, like, secretly doing this, that, and the third, and don't want anybody to know, but they need to be delivered. So these are the people that I want us to pray about, okay, that they will just get free from whatever it is, from whatever it is. And when I say they, I mean me too. You know what I mean? I don't never think of myself more highly than I ought to think, because guess what? What the Bible, what did we just read in Genesis chapter 4:7? Sin is crouching at your door. It's crouching at your door. Okay? But if we do well, we'll be accepted. But if we don't, it says sin is crouching at your door. And I'm telling you, I have a straight up visual of that, of sin crouching at the door. And I don't want sin in my life. I don't want sin to come in my life. And I want to be, just like God delivered me, I want God to deliver other people, man, woman, boy, girl. I want God to deliver them from abuse, from being abused. I was abused in my youth and in my adulthood.
Yeah.
Okay?
Amen.
You know, people are suffering through horrific things and don't know that they can be delivered. You know, not being taught that they can be delivered. And if God wants to use me that way, I want him to use me that way for people to get set free, because I know what it's like. I've been that route, okay?
Yeah.
Just from my youth on up, even before I was born, some of the things that I heard about, and just like Satan's whole plan was to kill me. And a lot of us can say that. But God's plan was different. He's like, no. I often told my mom, I said, Mom, you had to keep having children until you had me. I understand that. My mom had 13 children, and I'm number 9. I was like, Mom, you had to keep having kids until I was born. I know that. Okay, I don't know why you had those ones underneath me, but I know you had to keep having kids until I was born. I used to say that to her all the time, and we would just sit and laugh about that. My sister's on the line. I'm sure she don't appreciate that. But we would laugh at that, and I'm like, wow, but God has given us a purpose. There's a purpose that he allowed each one of us to be born. So your purpose may not be my purpose, and my purpose may not be your purpose, but we all have a purpose. Okay?
Amen.
Yes, we all have a
purpose. And woman of God,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, and if I can take your time, you know, I am about to be the CEO of a magazine, Amazing Life Magazine. Amen. And if you would like to share that testimony, that will be wonderful. And what I'm trying to do is, I come from molestation, rape, sexual assault, and abuse, and sibling abuse, and so many people who have gone through what you've gone through, what I've gone through, what others have gone through. So I seek out testimonies. I seek out writers who can write their story on the page where it will bless the reader, where chains that have been holding them bound for so long will be loose. Amen. So, I mean, I've been going around. I've been, you know, asking people to participate and to be a part of this project, because, I mean, thank God, I have pastors who were raped and molested by their own father as children. Mm-hmm. I have deacons. I have different people who are coming in on this project with powerful testimony, men coming out of the closet to say, yes, I was touched by my father on a consistent basis, or my sister raped me on a consistent basis, because there are men and women of God who are still bound in these things. you know, no matter what device it is, no matter what it is, you know. So I'm just encouraging all of you who are listening under the sound of my voice and who can have access to that, you know, to take down the information. You can subscribe for the magazine at AmazingLifeMinistries.net. You can write, you can give me your subscription at Amazing Life Magazine at Yahoo, and then I will continue to correspond with you from there. But, you know, so I want the saints to be a part of it. This is God's project. You know, there's no big I's or little U's. I just want people who want to touch somebody with their testimony, touch somebody with what God lays on their heart. So hearts, you know, I'm going to the prisons with these magazines. I'm going to places, shelters and things like that where women don't think they can get up, where men don't think they can get up. But if they hear, if they read something where they can relate to, they can say, okay, God, I'm ready. Amen. I can let this go.
Amen. I'm willing to do it. However God wants to do it is fine with me.
Amen.
So I'm actually trying to locate this link right now, and okay, I found it.
Yeah.
And I want you guys to listen to, stay tuned too, because in September I'm supposed to be on a television program talking with Ayanna Clark. I don't know if you guys know her from Facebook, Ayanna Clark, but she just got married Saturday, and she did this book. She had 15 women, one of which I was, and she wrote the book called Dear Lord, I Think I Married the Wrong Person, her story. And I have a chapter in that book, and it talks about that hellish marriage that I was talking to you guys about. I have a whole chapter in that book, yes. If you'd like to order that book, you can let me know, and I can, you know, get it for you.
Yeah, forward it, you know, I would appreciate it, you know, if you want to send me the book or whatever, I'll give you the P.O. box to send it, and, you know, however you want to do it. But and if you want to, you know, write a chapter or not a chapter, write it, you know, for the magazine and, you know.
Yeah, don't tell me to write a chapter because I will.
Amen.
I need to get this book out that I'm writing. That's what I need to do. But anyway, Jesus is Lord. So I do find Amazing Life Ministries. So I will be in contact with you. I'm sure Pastor Felicia will be in contact with you.
That's right. Amen.
Because we have testimonies. And like you said, it's no big I and little you. We have testimonies. And, you know, I can tell the same story that you told, you know, about rape and molestation. And, you know, I was raped by a pastor.
And it's still going on today.
And he said, don't tell nobody, I'll kill your kids. I mean, I would ride past my house and just let me know that he was out there to let me know, I know you, I know where you live. Don't tell nobody, I'll kill your kids. So it was like, it was crazy stuff that have gone on in my life, just a whole bunch of stuff that should have killed me. You know, I done got arrested. The cops, I done threatened the cops and told the cops I was going to kill them. It's a whole bunch of stuff that happened in my life, and I'm still here, but it's by the grace of God, and it's because his will has to be done. So there was a point in time I couldn't talk about it and laugh. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
There was a point in time, and I ain't going to tell you that I still don't have episodes where I go into that crying and be like, oh, Lord, but then I have to not wallow in it. I have to just rebuke it and, you know, make it go away in Jesus' name. Because if you don't, you go back into that depression. And I've been in that depression. I don't like that place, that depression. And it's all from the enemy to keep you distracted and keep you from the will of God. So I will gladly give the testimony that I have in my life because I want people to be delivered. So,
however, located?
I'm in Philadelphia.
Okay, I'm in New York. You're not too far. Of course, in 2014, a play is coming out, so I'm just going to stop right there. But,
amen.
Amen.
See, amen. God is setting things up. He sets things up the way he wants to set them up. You know, and
amen.
We're... Pastor Felicia, we're having a 3-day revival in October.
What,
I believe it's October the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st.
Okay.
I haven't gotten a location yet, but we are having a 3-day revival. I'm going to begin announcing it. We're going to be having a 3-day revival with Evangelist Mac. So we will be doing that. And then in 2013, we're going to have the conference. We wanted to do the conference this year, but it's just too tight. So we're going to do the conference. I got the word from the Lord twice to do the conference in 2013, so that's what we're going to do. And but the revival is in October.
Okay,
so we'll be posting it on Facebook, and Evangelist LaTanya will be inviting you. And, you know, when we do the conference and all that, we'll be doing all of that, because there's too many people out here hurting, and it's just time for healing. It's time so people can get healed and do the work of the Lord. You know, not everybody in the body of Christ is crazy. You know, we all need, we got something that we've been through for whatever reason. And those who are coming up now and need to be healed and delivered, we want them. That's what we want for them. So, you know, however God uses us, that's what we want. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I'm definitely going to. I have your page up right now, and I'm going to contact you when we get off the phone.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to contact you because I don't want this opportunity to slip by. Mm-hmm. And also, I was asked to be on a television program in Decatur, Illinois. I was asked to be on that program last year, and I didn't do it because my finances were not permitting me to do so. So we're going to see what happens this year. If we can go to Decatur. If not, we'll just see what the Lord says on that. So Jesus is Lord. So does anybody have anything else to say? Because we're getting ready to close out right now. We have seven.
Check that message I sent you. Was it readable?
I'm sorry?
I sent you my number, so I just want to make sure you were able to read it.
Yes.
Good.
I have
okay.
it. I don't know the first time when you sent the message. I don't know what that was.
But, yeah, it came up with Millette. It keeps automatically going to
Millette. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Okay. So we're going to, who wants to pray us out? I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room for joining us on tonight. And please pray
and
for Patriot Greg, people.
Pray
for
Patriot
Greg, please.
And closing demons, they cause problems on the show that I frequent at 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, just pray for them. You know, they're just doing what the enemy wants them to do. Amen. But just look them up in prayer. You know, they, you know, because he was on my show today, but he didn't act up. Praise God. You know, and and I was like, don't do it. You know, but so they go around and they try to, you know, cause confusion and all this other stuff.
Well, we're gonna pray for him. Matter of fact, we're gonna pray for him right now. Because
Amen.
that's a soul right there. And what happens is when I get people that come on the broadcast and act crazy, I pray for them and tell them, it wasn't by accident that you came by. God wanted you to get prayed for. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
You came here, that's what we do. So you took the chance of coming here. So we want to pray for him and his group. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for giving me the ability to laugh, Lord, because I just thank you, because you know the old Teresa would have just, oh, but I thank you, God, and I bless your name. Father, we just lift up Patriot Greg, and I don't know him, but, Lord, I just pray that you heal him in the name of Jesus. Father, first, I ask you to forgive him. I ask you to forgive him, Lord God, for going to these chat rooms and causing confusion. I ask you to forgive him for allowing himself to be used of the enemy, God. I ask you to forgive him. And, God, as you're forgiving him, I ask you to heal his mind. Heal his mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know we're not fighting against Patriot Greg, God. We know we're fighting against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. So, Father, I just pray for him in the name of Jesus. And Father, as he goes around, Lord God, I ask you to just shut him down, Lord God, until he's delivered, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Please, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I just bind the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus. And God, save Patriot Greg and his followers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray tonight and ask you, God, that the spirit of heresy would not come forth, Lord, and I just rebuke the spirit of heresy in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I agree with Evangelist LaTanya that he be filled with the Holy Ghost. That he be filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord God, even in this very hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to fill him with your Holy Ghost, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And let him see the error of his way, Lord God, instead of jumping from chaplain to chaplain to chaplain to find error in other people. Let him see the error of his way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that it's done right now. I just believe it's done right now in the name of Jesus, as we have agreed as touching that thing, Lord God, that it is done in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I pray for Evangelist Latanya. I pray for Pastor Felicia. I pray for my sister Shirley. I pray for Force 259, God. I pray for all the guests that showed up on tonight, Lord God. And I thank you for the person that was on the phone, Lord God, that didn't press the one button, area code 919. I thank you for them too, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that, oh God, hallelujah, as we begin to seek your face more and more, oh God, that you will just help us, that your Holy Spirit will just help us and teach us and lead us, God, in the name of Jesus, as we submit to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I thank you for it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Help us to watch what we say out of our mouths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So watch over our mouth, Lord God, and guard over our lips in the name of Jesus. And Father, help us to do well, Lord God, hallelujah. Help us to do well so that sin won't be crouching at our door, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if sin should crouch at our door, help us to master it, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Good night, everybody.
Amen. Good night. Amen.
Amen.
And may I say, 4259, God bless you. God bless you and your wife. Praise God.
Amen. 259, that's
bless
my
sister.
My little
boo-boo. I thank God for you and until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. I'm excited about this magazine.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
I am
please
super,
keep it
super
in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I will.
I thank God.
I will.
It's an evening. It's an evening, and God opened the door for it to come to fruition, and I'm getting a lot of support, you
amen.
Know. Amen. And I thank God. You know, I was surprised at first because I had asked, you know, some people to, you know, participate on Facebook that I have, you know, been friends with, and I'm like, come on. They're like, oh, I don't think. I'm like, what do you mean you don't think? You're a testimony. You know, I'm encouraged by what God has brought you. But you know what? I said, okay, they had the opportunity, you know, but I go out and ask everybody that can, you know, send it in.
Amen. Amen. I'll be on it, too.
Praise God. Praise God.
I'm going to send you by information, though. I'm going to send you by information because I know what the Lord told me. I know what he told me. I know what he told me, and the vision is about to come to pass. So I believe God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Thank God for the connection. Amen. All right. And I'm going to send you my information.
Okay. Praise God.
All right.
Praise God.
God bless.
Bless you. Okay.
Speaking life and others, just find in. Speaking life and others, we're about to close out right now. We just had our ending prayer, but thank you for stopping by, speaking life into others. Because they said, okay.
Amen. Bless them, Lord. Bless them.